throughout history, as far back as I can look through history books, there have been catastrophic events. There have been terrible things that we've had to deal with. The Athenians had to deal with the Spartans, okay? The Neanderthals had to deal with the Australopithecines, all right? There were buffalo shortages when the American Indians were here. There have always been snowstorms. There have always been droughts. There have always been floods and things like this. We are not in any particularly unique time right now. The difficulties that we face, for example, something like AIDS, which you hear an awful lot about. I mean, think to the 14th century in Europe when half of the world was wiped out by the plague. Are we really any different than that? And is our being upset about it and depressed about it and going around worrying about being paranoid about something going to do anything to make the problem better? No. So that how we react to things in our life is much more important than what the events are. And I'll give you a good example of this. Not too long ago, there was an explosion in Florida. The NASA space program, the shuttle, blew up. And it was an event of enormous proportions around the world. 7 astronauts were killed. The day that that happened, I was in Seattle, Washington. One of the things I have programmed myself to do when I speak to an audience, I was speaking at 8 o'clock that night, is to not listen to the news or not to turn on the radio or read a newspaper on the day that I speak, because I am about being up and being positive and making your life work at a whole new level. And that level is based upon how you think. My feeling is, and my life is, that positive works, negative doesn't. Negative flies in the face of what the universe is about. It flies in the face of being a healthy person. That if you're positive, you can even affect your health. All right? The level of illness in you is related to the number of endorphins that are released into your system, and healing endorphins come from positive thoughts, and poisonous endorphins come from negative thoughts. We know that. The way that we think affects us. Our chemistry is affected by that, and, of course, our behavior and even our circumstances. So on the day of the shuttle disaster, I didn't know about it. All right? And it happened in the morning. And I was out in Seattle, so it was even earlier there. Now, 12 hours go by, and I'm going to go on and give a speech at 8 o'clock at night, and there's several thousand people waiting to hear me who have all paid to hear me give a message about being positive. And 10 minutes before I go on, someone came up to me and said, "Wasn't it terrible what happened to the shuttle, the explosion, and we lost all those astronauts, and isn't that terrible?" And people were very upset. And I went instantly into this feeling like a grieving kind of, and I've got to go on in 10 minutes, all right? So I went out to my audience, and I said to the audience, "What do you think made me feel so bad?" And people raised their hand and say, "Well, that's a terrible thing that happened." And I said, "There was an explosion, and we lost human lives, and it's a terrible thing." And all of those things are true. I said, "But what do you think made me feel as bad as I feel right now about that?" "Well, the explosion and all that." I said, "No. If the explosion was going to make me feel bad, then why did it wait 12 hours? It had already happened 12 hours before. It wasn't the explosion at all. All right? Explosions, disasters, catastrophes do not depress people. It is how you process it. Now, I'm not telling anyone that you ought to process an event like that in a way that says, "Oh, isn't that wonderful, and look at how terrific that is, and I really like it when we have floods, and isn't starvation terrific, and droughts are great, and explosions are..." None of that. What I'm saying is that you have to understand that nothing outside of you can make you unhappy, depressed, miserable, stressful, fearful, any of those things, all right? There's no stress in the world. There's no fear in the world. There's no anxiety in the world. There are only people thinking anxiously, stressfully, fearfully, and so on. So what you do is you take responsibility for how you feel. And that comes from the way that you process events, not from events themselves. And how you process an event determines totally your level of happiness and fulfillment and success as a human being. So that if you come home and your children are behaving in a certain way and you don't like that and you get yourself all upset, it isn't your children's behavior that is making you upset. It's what you do with your children's behavior. And you have the power always within each one of us. We have the capacity to process our world or to think, if you will, in any way that we want to. And all of our emotional reactions, all of the things that clog us up, All right? The clogging is the negativity. The clogging is the physical imbalance. The clogging is the judgment. And you get clogged up with that stuff. You get so accustomed to just saying, she really, really makes me mad, or that thing really hurts my feelings, or the traffic gets me upset, or the terrible things that are going on in the world today, the fact that there are so many drugs on the streets and I have to worry about my kids taking drugs and things like that, or there's wars going on in the Middle East or whatever. These things are always have been and seems to me that are going to be until we raise whole new generations of people who believe in the purity of their ability to think in ways that transcend that. But until we get those generations of human beings who are transcendent in that way, we're going to continue to have a lot of circumstances that none of us like. And certainly there are going to be physical disasters, there are going to be natural disasters, and there are going to be human-made disasters. And there are some people who are going to be part of the problem, and there are some people who are going to be part of the solution. The ones who are going to be part of the problem are the ones who believe that the problem is what makes me upset. Therefore, I can't do anything about it because the problem has to go away before my upsetness goes away. The people who are part of the solution are going to say that this is the condition of the world, these are the things that we have created, these are the things that are, and I am going to process them in such a way that I can change it. So that means I can't be immobilized by my thoughts about things.